If you are someone with cognitively distinct sense making, sometimes known as being autistic or ADHD, and you do culture creating, change making, world making work, then typical career ladders, market fit, and industry norms will always devalue what is transformative or unprecedented about your work. For the value of your work to be seen, you first have to see the value of it despite having interacted with systems that didn't see you. This calls you into an emancipated relationship to your own resources, your energy, your time, your focus, your unique insights and gifts, your relationships and your sense of self, where the future impact of your work dictates the terms and your desired standard for how resourced you feel in doing that work in your way is what makes that impact possible. Hi, I'm Louisa Shirey, and I'm on a mission to help you see the value of what you have to offer so that you can make your work recognized, sought after, and highly valued in the world. I call this Valorize. This is the underlying methodology used by visionaries, artists, facilitators, culture workers, creatives, change makers, people who successfully realized unprecedented culture shifting work while being well resourced. In this podcast, I'm showing you what it takes, how this journey feels, some of the common pitfalls along the way, and how you can move past them so that you can replicate this road less traveled and our world gets to be transformed by your work. So in this second episode on courageous, contagious conviction, I want to speak to the belief in your people, specifically that other people want and will see the value of what you have to offer. Yes, this is about addressing the root of why visibility feels scary, why getting your work out there is hard, why it feels socially unsafe is when this belief is not at a high level, when you're not sure that there are people who will want what you offer, who will want what you bring, will see the value of it, and will support you in your work. And listen, you might have lots of evidence that comes from your past, from people, social interactions, societal stereotypes, the way people may have misunderstood you, or given you feedback, discouraged you. This is why this is about courageous, contagious conviction. There is a level of courage required to commit to something, to believe in something where you haven't always had 100% encouragement from the whole world around you. You might not have had the encouragement. Okay, cool. But those voices don't need to be the ones dictating the impact of your work. You are someone who has unique things to contribute to this geopolitical, ecological, technocultural moment that are specifically yours to contribute. And so those voices are not relevant to that impact that you're here to have. And so you make them irrelevant with this belief. There are people who will see the value of what you bring, what you have to offer, the way that you do it. People who will fully see the value, not partially, not with edits, right? Who want it. And the problem is that when you're not sure that other people will see the value, when this is a belief that you haven't practiced, and I say practiced because beliefs are, they're like the working assumptions that our body has adapted to predict what our environment is going to do, right? So some of those beliefs come from experience, some of them come from people around us, they're modeled for us, and some of them are just there because they were the default option and you've rehearsed them a lot. They're like well-worn neural pathways that you've been over and over and over, and so you've been wired to perceive anything that reinforces that belief without questioning it. And so if you have practiced a lot the idea that what you have to offer, what you bring, won't be recognized as valuable, people won't see it, you're going to have to adapt and amend it. You're going to have to be something you're not, right? You're going to have to do something that isn't quite your dream, that isn't quite the impact that you want to have, that is doing something else first, as if you need to earn permission. As if what your auntie said, your teacher said, someone who doesn't work in your field said, people who don't want what you have to offer, what they said to you, people for whom your work is not for. Right? What happens when that way of seeing your work is predominant, when you don't have a high belief that you creating your work in the way that you want to create it, that there are people who will see the value in that? Here's what happens. You start thinking you need to convince people, that you need to convince the people who don't believe in the value of your work, who don't see the value of what you have to offer, who don't recognize what you bring, that you need to convince them of something that you're not sure of. Ew. Trying to convince people of something that you're not sure of makes it seem like the only way that people are going to see the value that you offer is by doing icky salesman shady manipulation stuff, which no one actually wants to do. And it will mean that you won't get your work out there. You won't show up to it. You won't make that work visible because you think you have to convince someone. It can also mean that you start dropping your standards and your boundaries for who you work with, how much you're willing to be paid, because you assume that you have to take what you can get, because people won't see the value. And so if someone is willing to pay for it, quick, you better take it. So there's a lowering of your own standards for who you let in, who you collaborate with, clients you work with, or the things that you think you have to do to make that work sustainable, to bring people in, to build an audience. Which means you end up working with people who don't see the value, who complain, who aren't willing to support your work, who don't pay you adequately for it, who want you to bend and shape that work to their taste when really it's not even for them. And so your belief that people won't see the value is reinforced by what you start allowing, what you start accepting, thinking that you have no choice. And so it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle where who you end up working with reinforces the idea that people won't see the value. And so how you address this is by honing your attention to only considering the people who, whether they know about your work or not yet, as soon as they do, they will recognize why your work matters, why it holds value, that it's something they want to support, that they want more of. And then make everyone else irrelevant. It means working to believe that the people who will see what you bring and value it highly, that yes, they exist. They exist. They really deeply will want what you have to offer when they know about it. And your only work is to give them an opportunity to come across it. That's it. No convincing necessary, no bending and contorting, no manipulation, no dropping standards, no dropping boundaries. Just show up, show the work, be visible to them. Not legible to everyone, but visible to them. And to have your focus stay like ultra tuned to them. How do you want to show up to them, for them, in service to them, to the people who will deeply desire what you have, that they exist. And you just have to give them a chance to show you. Now, if you're doing work that is unique, right, that is unprecedented, or there's some transformative element to it, there's something innovative or groundbreaking, there's some new way of thinking or experiencing or something that you're expressing that is coming from a culturally unique or cognitively unique place, there is a sense that you don't have evidence, right, that there are people who would value that. You don't have some of the proving, credentializing, mass social acceptance and recognition to help you believe that, yes, this is possible. And so that can feel like you've got to do a lot of work to bring people into seeing things your way, to convince them, when really this is about the social risk involved in saying yes to it, right? So where you might experience a certain amount of what feels like risk to pursue it, to say, yes, I'm backing this, I'm going all in on this, this is what I want to offer, and it's unique and it's not proven, then that social risk is also experienced by other people, right? Like, oh, this is different. Like, do other people want it? Is it something that I know is good? How do I know it's good? And so people need a certain amount of safety and reassurance and confidence to move forward with you, with your work. And this is why this belief becomes especially important, right? A car mechanic doesn't need to work on their belief in their work and that people will see the value. It's very simple. You have a problem with your car and you go to a mechanic to have it fixed. Whether they fix it or not determines the value, depending on how they also price it. But there's not such a high degree of safety and reassurance and confidence needed for the mechanic to offer that. So when it comes to doing work that is unique, this matters more. Now, if you hesitate, if you don't offer that confidence, if you don't offer that safety and reassurance by the way that you are showing up to offer that work, aka showing up with conviction, then you can't expect anyone else to. Conviction is contagious, not to everyone, but to the people who already within themselves have a worldview or a taste or a preference or values or desire that resonates with your conviction when your conviction is a clear, strong signal. You showing up to that work and to getting that work out there with a strength of conviction and presence with that belief that this work matters, this is important, you hitting that like hitting a tuning fork. If the wave of that frequency hits a wave of a matched frequency, a matched worldview in someone else, there is an amplifying effect. So for your people who would already see the value of what you have to offer, for them to see it, they also need you to show up with high belief in them, high belief in the work, to have a level of conviction in it that gives them permission to meet you there, right? To resonate with you, to be in agreement, to act in agreement. Yes, this matters. So if you imagine people are tuned to different tuning fork wavelengths and we just block out stuff that we don't even see, the stuff that isn't relevant, that doesn't speak to us, that doesn't resonate on some level, right? It's like pop-up ads. You just click it away, you scroll past, you don't notice, you ignore things that don't resonate with you. So if you're trying to get your work out there and you're worrying about all the people who won't see the value, your signal, your conviction is muddied by the noise of also considering the viewpoints of all the people who actually are meant to just scroll past, ignore. It's not relevant to them. If your conviction is people won't see the value, guess who will resonate with that? People who don't. So you having conviction that what you have to offer will be desired and valued by other people, you will be resonant to people who also agree, right? For whom that is true. There's a permissive, resonant, contagious effect of having the conviction that yes, those people exist, they want this, and I just need to show up and offer it. And I hear what you're saying, right? But Louisa, what if what I have to offer is so niche and there's not very many of those people, or the people that this is for are not economically powerful, right? Yeah, I hear you. This is an assumptive stance about what those people value and about what a certain demographic can want or afford. But my business succeeded working with a demographic that on paper, statistically, should not lead to it working. Only 3 in 10 autistic people are in work compared to 5 in 10 disabled people generally, 8 in 10 non-disabled. So on paper, this shouldn't be possible. And I decided this is not a status quo that needs to stay the same, right? This is not a narrative I want to reinforce. This is not the message I want to show up with to have conviction around that, oh, here's what I have to offer, but you can't afford it. I don't want to pay for something that the person who's offering it thinks is above or beyond me. And when I'm offering my work, I don't want to get in other people's pockets and decide for them what their values are and what they have to give, how much they're willing to spend, how much they can spend. And on a planet of 8 billion or however many of us there are now, you don't need a very high percentage of that number to say yes to you for your work to be sustainable, for your work to be highly valued, for your work to be well-resourced. What happens when you believe that people who want what you have to offer, who are there, excited, ready, desiring, wanting to pay you for it or support your work, collaborate with you, connect with you, that there are people who are already tuned to deeply valuing what you have to offer and all you have to do is offer it. When you believe that, you will show up and offer it in the way that makes that true, that creates a feedback loop where your own experience of who you work with reinforces the belief that people want this. And it's a deeply delicious, expansive, freeing, easeful experience of doing your work when this happens, because your best people will contribute to your work in ways that you don't even expect. They will see value in things that you even don't see. They will show up for everything you create. They will talk to other people about your work. Word of mouth becomes your strongest means of getting your work out there. Because you focused on them, because you create in a way that speaks directly to them, because your conviction that they exist and that they want what you have to offer is strong, because it resonates deeply with what is true in them, right? They will pay you well for it. They will enjoy and want to pay you well for it. And so the work involved to operate from this belief that people want what you have to offer is worth it, because it creates that being true. It reveals that that can be true. It allows you to access the kind of thinking, the ideas for how to get your work out there, and the work involved to make it true. And it makes being visible about connection, not about how you're read by a wider population. I call these people your value resonators. They exist. They cannot wait to support your work. They just need to know about it. So consider where your mind goes when you're thinking about getting your work out there, when you're thinking about visibility. Who comes to mind is probably people that you don't want to work with. So don't focus on them. Focus on your value resonators, that they exist, they are out there, that the person who would be a dream to work with, who you'd feel most excited to make your work for, to have your work seen by, believe that they exist. They want what you have. They share your values. They value your work as much as you do. And your work is to believe in them, to trust them to see the value, and then to do your side to make it known to them so they can say yes.